Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Tatum. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chipman, and towards Gerges, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Adams steals second. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatum hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Lamarno reaches second base with a double. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive towards third. Lowry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chipman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0-for-2 in the game. Tatum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tatum. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Tatum steals second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Pafko throws the ball into Gerges, who relays the ball to McCullough, who tags Miller, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing now catching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 2 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger juggles the ball. That's an error on Raffensperger. Nicholson scores. Gerges moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Chipman moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball towards right. Baumholtz catches it and throws to home to double up Gerges. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pavko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pavko. The throw from Lamarno and he is safe. Pavko steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.